In this screencast, I'm going to show you how to take the Managing Browser History using Client Script sample and get it working without using the Script Manager control. So quite often in AJAX applications, you need to be able to have control over the back and forward button at AJAX user interface updates. Furthermore, if you're doing things like bookmarking, this becomes even more important because you need to be able to generate a URL that people can come back to. And the ASP.NET AJAX library has built-in capability to make this happen, both using the server-side web forms programming model, as well as you can see through this sample, using client script. So the genesis of the creation of this screencast comes from a conversation that I've been having with a customer around implementing bookmarking and supporting the back and forward button in an MVC application that they're doing. And they wanted a way to accomplish this that was cross-browser and worked across, you know, all modern as well as down-level browsers. The good news is that, for example, IE8, Firefox, and Chrome are all supporting the built-in capability from HTML5 to do this. Unfortunately, the reality right now is that there are more browsers out there than just the current versions of IE, Chrome, and Firefox. Therefore, you need a solution that works for the broadest browser audience possible, and this solution happens to be one that does. So when I pointed the customer to this sample, the first thing they said to me is, hey, this doesn't work with our scenario because we're using ASP.NET MVC, and this sample requires a script manager. And for that matter, it doesn't matter if it's MVC. Any technology, quite frankly, any web technology can use the Microsoft AJAX, or I'm sorry, the ASP.NET AJAX library in their web applications. It doesn't depend on ASP.NET. It's just part of the ASP.NET family. And of course, my response was, well, all the script manager does for you is take those JavaScript files and sends them down to the browser and then hooks up the server-side infrastructure with the web forms programming model and makes things a little bit easier for you. But anything that can be done using script manager essentially can be done using a client-side script without a script manager. And so the recommendation I gave was to just have a reference to Microsoft AJAX.js, which is one of the core JavaScript files that are part of the ASP.NET AJAX library. So the customer went ahead and tried that, and they got back to me and said that it wasn't quite working. I kind of scratched my head, and I said, I swear I've done this before. Let me see if I can repro it. And lo and behold, I was able to repro their issue, and it wasn't quite working, not using the script manager. So what I did is I simply used Nikhil's Web Development Helper, but you could have used other tools like Fiddler or some of the other popular sniffing tools there. I used the Nikhil's Web Development Helper essentially to sniff the scenario that was working with Script Manager and figure out what the missing pieces were. So let's actually take a look at the working version real quick. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time in the code here because this is a published sample. What I'm going to do is focus on how to get this working without a script manager. So if we actually view the example from MSDN, pay attention to the address bar here, as well as pay attention to this number right here. And let me just go ahead and scroll this down a little bit. And so as I click 1, 2, 3, notice that the browser has lit up and I have history, and I can actually recreate that navigation back and forth by clicking the back button. Notice that we have 1 here, 0, and I can go forward, and our values are updating. So this is the basic fundamentals of the sample itself. And so when I was able to repro it and prove that it wasn't working without the script manager, I went back and I just turned on HTTP logging and just came in here and figured out what was going on. And what I found is that there were a couple calls in the page that were being made that the sample doesn't really focus on because they're done for you by the script manager. And then there was a little bit of iframe magic going on that enabled all this to work. And so essentially I reverse engineered what I sniffed and recreated it in the sample without a script manager. So let's take a look at the non-script manager sample. So what you'll see first is that I don't have a script manager in the page. I have just a script tag, whereas this one actually had a script manager down here with the enable partial rendering, with the enable history set to true. And so we have no script manager down here, but we have to do a couple of additional steps to get this to work. First, as I said, you'll notice I'm referencing Microsoft Ajax.js. You can either reference this as a local file, or you can use the Microsoft Ajax CDN. So just go to ajax.microsoft.com and look for the CDN link, and it'll explain all what the CDN's all about. But basically, it allows you to reference a number of JavaScript files, essentially everything from the Microsoft Ajax library or the ASP.NET Ajax library, as well as jQuery and a couple other libraries up on Microsoft servers, so you get content distribution local, closer to where your end users are, as well as one-time caching, because the way browsers work is they cache across domain, and so you don't have to have, you know, let's say you wrote 15 apps on 15 different domains, you don't have to have 15 copies of this JavaScript file. So it's definitely recommended to take a look at the content delivery network. So add that reference, drop down to the page here, and you'll see that I manually added an iframe. And what I've done is I've just, inside this HTML file, I put the same HTML that was automatically returned and created inside an iframe via the script manager. I just went ahead and did this manually. So I've got this helper HTML file. And then finally, when the page is initialized, we actually have to set enable history to true. And with those three pieces, you're ready to write the exact same code that was in the sample, except without the script manager. So to prove that, let's view this in the browser. Go ahead and close out this. We don't need it anymore. And just to prove it, 1, 2, 3. Notice that we've got changes down here. Keep an eye either here or here, and we get full back and forward button integration into our Ajax application, which opens up all sorts of options in creating better experiences for our users. And just to prove that this works cross-browser, let's go ahead and paste that into Chrome. And again, because the ASP.NET Ajax library has a cross-browser foundation, it just works. Right, there we go. We got back and forward going on. And of course, we get the exact same behavior inside of Firefox. Great. So the other challenge is this needs to work in down-level browsers. So just to kind of prove that, we're going to force IE8, which I have running here, to run in, let's make sure I'm in the right page, yep, run in IE7 mode. And let's view this in the browser again. And we'll just view the source to prove that that meta tag is uncommented. And so it's working in IE7 mode as well, which is wonderful. So let's go ahead and undo that for the download for the sample. And then, of course, the final piece of this is that the original request from the customer was, I'm building this in MVC. So I didn't want to send them a web form sample. I wanted to send them an MVC sample, but I also wanted to have a sample for folks who are doing web forms. So I basically just took the same approach and ported it to MVC by creating a brand new ASP.NET MVC 1.0 project. If we look down in my index view for my home controller, I've basically recreated the same thing. The difference is instead of putting a direct physical reference to an HTML file, I'm using a controller action combination. And so in my index view for my history frame helper controller, I've basically just returned the same chunk of HTML that we had put in this HTML file. I just wanted to keep consistent with MVC in the sample. And so if I do a control F5 just to prove that this is running in MVC now, you will see that as I click 1, 2, 3 and go back and forward, we get the exact same behavior. And of course, this, if it worked the first time in Chrome and Firefox, it'll work this time as well. All right, so with that, what we've seen is taking the managing browser history using client script sample and getting it to work without the use of a script manager across both ASP.NET Web Forms and ASP.NET MVC. And to hit home the whole point about the ASP.NET AJAX library not having any dependency on ASP.NET, if you look at this MVC project, my controllers are essentially completely empty, stubbed out controllers. And the HTML that's inside of here could be the HTML for a PHP app or a JSP app or what have you that was integrating with JavaScript. And you could absolutely just go ahead and use the Microsoft AJAX library capabilities in your non-ASP.NET based AJAX solution.